Shalom, everybody! There is a fairly old minhag on this Shabbos, the Shabbos of Parshas Beshalach, to put out food on Shabbos for birds. And some people have a problem with this minhag. The Magen Avraham, a major perush on part of the Shulchan Aruch, written by Rav Avraham Gombiner, who died in 1683, says that one should not leave food for the birds. In Orachaim Simin Shin Chaf Dalet Tzif Katan Zayin, the Magen Avraham says that the minhag is not appropriate. And why not? Because the halacha is that we're only allowed to care for animals on Shabbos if mizonosan alecha, if you are the one responsible for their food. But I cannot feed your dog on Shabbos, for example. So the Magen Avraham says, how can you feed birds on Shabbos if you're not the one who is primarily responsible for their food? That's the Magen Avraham. But others justify the minhag. One such opinion who supports the minhag is Rav Yerachmiel Yisrael Danziger. He died in 1910. He was the second Rebbe from the Hasidus of Alexander. And he says the following in his Sefer Yismach Yisrael. It's on our parsha in Seif Dalid. I saw this idea quoted by Rav Baruch Simon Shlita, Rosh Yeshiva, Yeshiva University, in his Sefer Imre Baruch. Says the Yismach Yisrael, why is there a minhag to feed birds this Shabbos in the first place? The Yismach Yisrael says it comes from our parsha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe about the man. Hashem says in Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Dalid, Hineni mamtir lachem lechem min hashamayim. I will make bread rain down from the sky, and the people will go and gather enough for each day. And why? Says the Torah, Lema'an anasenu hayelech besorasi imlo. I'm going to test them to see whether or not they will keep Hashem's law. And many, many Mefarshim explain this test differently. But the Medrash, the Mechilta on this Pasuk says, in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Lo nitna Torah lidrosh, ela le'ochlei ha'man. The Torah was only given to people who ate the man. What does that mean? None of the Jewish people in all of history have eaten man except for that one generation in the desert. So what does it mean that the Torah was only given to people who ate the man? The Yismach Yisrael understands the Medrash and the test of the man as follows. In order to accept the Torah and to make it a part of your life, you must approach everything that you have comes as if it comes from Hashem, knowing that it comes from Hashem and not from our own actions. Hashem says, Hineni mamtir lachem lechem min hashamayim. I'm going to make it rain with man. The rain comes unrelated to our actions, and that's how we should view everything that comes our way. It's all from Hashem, nothing more than that. We can't outsmart Hashem. We can't go behind his back, chas v'shalom. It all comes from Hashem. Yes, Hashem rewards us, or the opposite, chas v'shalom, because of our Torah and our mitzvos. And yes, he listens to our tfilos, but that is not connected to our physical work with that food. I worked harder than you, or I planted smarter than you, and that's why I have more than you. Chas v'shalom. It's all Hashem. It's not me. And that's the test of the man. Lema'an anasenu. The test is, will we understand that everything we get is really identical to the man? And that's the Medrash. Torah can only be acquired by people who view everything they have, everything they have, everything they eat. It's really like eating the man. And the Yismach Yisrael says that's the idea behind saying the parsha of the man after davening, as some people do, as a segula for parnasa. We declare to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to ourselves, I get it. I understand that my parnasa, my entire parnasa, is like rain from the heavens, like man in the desert. It's all from you, Hashem. And that is also how the Yismach Yisrael explains the minhag of giving food to birds on Shabbos. When we read about the man in this week's parsha, we are inspired to feed the birds, to remind ourselves that we are really like those birds. We feed those birds, and those birds get our food without any connection, without any relationship to their action. I feed animals sometimes because they give me things like milk or meat or labor or entertainment even, but the birds, no connection. connection. They just get free food, so to speak. And that's really us. We get food not because we're smart farmers, or we work harder than other people, or we're smarter than other people. No, there is no connection to our physical actions and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. We are like those birds. And feeding them is for us, to remind us to internalize this message. And that, says the Yismach Yisrael, is absolutely allowed on Shabbos. Have an amazing day, everyone!